Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. Welcome to the episode. Today I wanted to talk about the fears that often get in the way of selling a home. And this happens for people who hire a real estate agent or those who choose to do it on their own. And of course, that's the reason for this podcast, is to help people know that they can sell their own home without an agent, that it is possible, that there are lots and lots, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people every year that are successful selling their own home. But oftentimes fear will creep in when it comes to selling a house. Am I going to get the price that I want? Will it sell in the time frame that I need? And so on and so forth. Specifically, for those who want to do a for sale by owner, those who want to sell without an agent, their fears often get in the way of them collecting all of the equity that they've earned in the home over the years that they've lived there. And so that's what I wanted to really talk about today, is not letting that fear get in the way of that equity that you've earned, right? If you own your home, right, and you're paying on a mortgage, then you're the one paying on the mortgage. If you've made improvements to the house, you either done them yourself or you've paid somebody else to do them. I can tell you, for example, in my own home, I have upgraded kitchen countertops, I've upgraded plumbing, different plumbing fixtures in each of the bathrooms. I've actually added more bedrooms and another bathroom to my house. In some instances, I did some of the work. In other instances, I hired out the work and invested the money to have it done. And so over the years that I've lived in my home, that's equity that I've contributed, right? I've been paying the mortgage. I've made the improvements. I've maintained the yard. I've added a fence. There's lots of different things that I've done to my own personal home. And most homeowners are that way. Whether or not they've done it personally themselves or they've paid a contractor to do it, you're the one that is investing in that property, and it's your money on the line. Yet when it comes time to sell, the price to sell traditionally is so exponentially high that you're giving up your equity to somebody who hasn't contributed to the property. And agents will argue, well, they try and argue the chicken or the egg, right? Well, the sale wouldn't have happened unless an agent was in place. That's not entirely true. Sales happen all the time without agents involved. The marketplace demands products. And if the right product is put out there in front of the right people, then the product will sell. And it doesn't matter what kind of product it is. So when we're talking about home sales, if you get your product in front of the right people and you don't need a real estate agent to do it, then you're going to capture all of that equity. And the problem is that fear will creep in because the real estate industry at large has done a very good job creating fear. They conduct studies that give you statistics that are slanted in their behavior. They put out articles, whether it's a blog article or an industry news article or an article specific from an agent or an article specific for a brokerage, that will tell you that it's not a good idea to sell on your own. So they are creating a fear in your mind that if you try and tackle this project, that you'll fail and that you'll actually lose money on the deal. I've said this in different episodes, so I'm not going to talk about it now, but the statistics are actually in favor of the homeowner. They're not in favor of the real estate agent. And I've seen those studies and I've talked about those studies and I've referenced them. They're out there. You can Google it. It's available to you. But what I want you to understand is the fear comes from not knowing what the outcome is going to be. That's where the fear comes from. So you just have to know and have a plan in place in order to overcome the fears that you might face when you're selling a house. And fears come even if you use a real estate agent, mostly because you're kept in the dark. And I'm not trying to say agents purposely keep people in the dark. Sometimes they do. But oftentimes it's because agents also don't know what is going to happen. Sometimes, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of times agents don't have a plan that is specifically in place to help sell a house. They'll tell you they have a plan. They've been taught in all of their marketing classes that they've taken. And I want you to latch onto that piece that I just said. All the marketing classes that they've taken, they've been taught how to pick up a listing. Go out and do research on real estate agent education. They are not actually taught how to sell properties. So when an agent gives you a plan, it's often just their marketing plan. It's what's called their listing presentation. And they say to you, this is how we get homes sold. And then oftentimes, they don't actually know or do everything that they say they're going to do in their listing presentation. It's just something that happens. And again, I'm not saying they do it specifically to mislead anybody. They're simply trying to earn business. That's what they're in the business of doing, is picking up new clients. Now, of course, they have to sell homes in order to be successful, in order to make a paycheck, right? But the reality is they're not trained to sell homes. They're trained to pick up new clients. And so they're also fearful of what's actually going to happen in a transaction. They're not exactly certain as to all of the buttons to push or the levers to pull in order to get a property sold. So there is even fear on their part of what's going to happen. And that is true for the majority of agents. Now, when I say the majority of agents, there is a little over 1.2 to 1.3 realtors, which is a union organization. It's a membership organization in the United States today. This is June of 2019. There are even more that are not part of the board of realtors. So, and that number is harder to come by, but you're over 1.3 million real estate agents out there that have a license that are practicing real estate, whether full-time or part-time. The majority of them, which is north of 80%, don't know exactly what to do to get a home sold. They got a license because they thought it was going to be an easy paycheck. They thought they could do it part-time to earn a little extra money. There's a lot of things that are happening there. I'm not going to list them all here, but there's a lot of things that are happening there. So the chances of you as a home seller meeting somebody that doesn't know all of the steps to take is greater than you meeting somebody that does. It's just math. It's just statistics. Do the math. If you know 1.3 plus million of them are out there and 80 plus percent of them are just doing it part-time or barely do an average number of deals, which is anywhere from 5 to 10 total deals a year. And the average real estate agent, you can look up these statistics from the National Association of Realtors. The average real estate agent is only making about $50,000 to $55,000 a year. They're not wildly successful selling homes. So there is fear on their side as well. So what I'm saying is the same fear that you're experiencing, a quote-unquote professional is experiencing as well. They're trying to figure out what to do. Now, I'm telling you that there are specific steps to take in order to sell a property properly. There are 4 steps that you need to take. You need to prepare the house the right way. You need to market the house the right way. Then you need to negotiate a contract the right way and finally close the deal the right way. The first 2 are the heaviest lifting items, the preparation and the marketing. If you prepare your home the right way, and then market it, meaning getting the right price on it to the right people at the right time, then the contract's going to come. It is simple market dynamics. I got a degree in economics. It is simple supply and demand. If your product is priced the right way and is marketed the right way, meaning get it online, and any number of vehicles, whether it's the MLS or through social media or on Zillow or Trulia or whatever the website is, right? And I teach you in my course how to do all this, the right places to put it, right? For the least amount of time on your part and the least amount of dollars out of your pocket, if you do those first two things, then the buyers will come. It is just part of the market dynamics. Now, if you do those first two things the right way and the buyers aren't coming, then I teach you how to troubleshoot what's happening, because you may have missed one of those things. And guess what? Real estate agents miss them all day, every day. Not every agent out there, even top agents, know exactly what to do in every situation. They are following a system to get to a point. It's nearly like making a pizza. You know you need pizza dough, pizza sauce, cheese, and then your toppings, and you put it in an oven at this temperature. Do pizzas still get made the wrong way? Do they still get burnt? Do the wrong toppings still get put on? Is this customer in some circumstances still dissatisfied? Absolutely. So the same thing is happening to professional real estate agents that someone who is selling on their own, it will happen to them. The difference is that fear is real for you as a homeowner, just as it is for a real estate agent, if you don't have the right plan. And that's what I'm saying. If you don't have the right plan, then fear creeps in. And when fear creeps in, it costs you your equity, because then you go out and you hire somebody. But when you have the right plan and you know the right actions to take, then that fear starts to subside. You know the next step to take, and then the next step to take. You know if you run into a roadblock, this is how you should troubleshoot it. It is all laid out there for you in detail in the course that I provide, and it will show you step by step how to get through each one of those four phases of a home sale. So my message to you today is, don't let the fear creep in and take your equity from you. Don't let someone else or the internet dictate to you that you cannot do this on your own. Know that there are steps that you can take, that there is a system out there that you can follow. And if you listen to my podcast for any length of time, I give you all the information. But if you want it all right up front, if you want it at your fingertips, you know, please go to my website, thecommissioncure.com/masterclass, and you can see everything that I give to you: how to price a home the right way, how to prepare it the right way, how to market it and get it in front of the right people, how to negotiate a contract, and how to close the deal. It's all laid out for you in exquisite detail from start to finish. So you never know what, you never are in the dark of what you need to do next. It's just a step-by-step approach to selling a house. So having said all of that, I just want you to know again that don't let the fear keep you from all of the equity that you've earned over the time you've been in your house. Okay, the market dictates the prices of homes. When people are willing to buy something, then they're part of the market action that creates the price. So we're in a, wherever you're at in the United States, you're generally speaking, not every place, of course, but generally speaking, it is a very hot seller's market. The economy is growing, which means jobs are coming in, which means housing needs to be created. And there are three ways to get housing, right? You can buy a new house, you can, meaning a builder builds it for you. You can buy an existing home, or you can rent a place to live, which is an apartment or a home, right? If one of those three things has pressure on it, then prices are going to go up. So that's just basic economics. It's not that real estate agents or the real estate industry as a whole are dictating market prices. They are simply sort of a lubricant in the system to help homes get sold. I'm simply saying to you, as a person who is considering doing for sale by owner, selling your home without an agent, you can accomplish the same exact result as a licensed real estate agent and not have to pay all those fees. And I even teach you how to avoid paying both sides of the commission, because a traditional real estate transaction will charge two transaction sides, a buyer side and a seller side. And so the traditional right figure is 6%. It is getting a little bit lower. In some cases, it's going to 5%, but more often than not, it's still hovering in that 5 to 6% range. I actually teach you how to avoid paying all of it. Now, you're going to have some closing costs. I talk about that in a different podcast episode. There are going to be costs incurred by you. But when you consider that the average cost to sell a house is now $21,000, what I'm going to show you and in my class and what I talk about throughout all of these podcast episodes is the absolute best way to get top dollar, which is avoid paying those commissions and selling for a market price. You put all that money back in your pocket. Are you going to put $21,000 back in your pocket? No, but I feel very confident in saying you're going to put probably $15,000 to $18,000 back in your pocket when it's all said and done. That's significant. That is a big time chunk of money for anyone. So don't let the fear get inside of you. Do the research. Take my masterclass if you want to take my masterclass. Listen to the podcast. Do whatever it is you need to do to sell without using an agent and put that money back in your pocket where it belongs. That's your equity. So having said that, as usual, I hope that information was helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.